Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called How Do Rochester Pest Control Professionals Identify and Treat Rodent Infestations? You know what's scarier than seeing a mouse in your house? Knowing that little guy probably brought his whole extended family with him. That's right, by the time you spot one rodent, there could be dozens more having a house party in your walls. Let's dive into how we pros spot and stop these unwanted house guests. First up, let's talk about the calling cards these tiny trespassers leave behind. It's like CSI Rodent Edition in here. We're looking for the obvious stuff: droppings near your pantry and along walls, bite marks on wooden trim that look like a beaver's been moonlighting indoors, and those telltale greasy smudges along your baseboards. Fun fact, those marks are actually from their fur oils. Gross, right? And if you're lying awake at night hearing what sounds like tiny tap dancers in your ceiling, well, you've got some four-legged squatters up there. Now, here's how we pros track down their secret entrances. We don't just walk around your house, we do a full-on CSI investigation. We use UV tracking powder that lights up like a disco floor under blacklight, showing us exactly where these critters are partying. Our thermal imaging cameras can spot their cozy nests through walls, and we measure every hole we find. Because believe it or not, if a mouse can fit its head through a quarter-sized opening, its whole body can squeeze right through. When it comes to eviction time, we've got more tricks up our sleeve than a magician. We set strategic trap locations based on their travel patterns. Because yes, mice are creatures of habit. We seal up entry points like we're prepping for a mouse apocalypse, install tamper-resistant bait stations, and set up monitoring systems that would make a surveillance expert jealous. Let me tell you about this colonial house we handled last month. The homeowner only saw a few droppings here and there. No big deal, right? Wrong. Our inspection revealed their attic had become the hottest mouse nightclub in Rochester, with VIP access through some rotted roof soffits. 2 weeks of our professional treatment later, and that club was permanently shut down. Here's your homework, Rochester. Take a walk around your house today and look for any holes bigger than a quarter. That's all these sneaky squatters need to move in. Seal those entries up fast, and if you spot any of those signs we talked about, well, you know who to call. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.